Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on May 29th, 2012 at the Top Hat and features 9 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, I Got Lucky. This week's story comes to us from Jamie Stathis and is titled, Picked by Luck. Thank you for listening.
Hello. So there was a Harvard study done recently on the things that people are, like, that they would describe as the worst possible experience. And ahead of personal death or nuclear holocaust is public speaking. So here I am. But, you know, the brain is hardwired to anticipate disaster. And one of the disasters we tend toward is rejection. So in order to tell a story up here, I'm going to turn off my cerebral and emotional brain and head for the reptilian and tell you a story. So I moved here at the end of 2000, I was 26 years old, recently divorced, and looking to reclaim my 20s. I'd visited Missoula a few times, and I thought that this would be a good place because it seemed like a lot of fun. And as most of you can imagine, Missoula did not disappoint. 2001 was just immediately after the summer of 2000, when there was a trifecta of events, if any of you were here, and it was major forest fires, the Hell's Angels, and the Rainbow Gathering all at one time. And yeah, so if you remember 2001, I mean, the town was electric and a little bit on edge, and there seemed to be a party almost every night. And if there wasn't a good reason for a party, we made up a reason for a party. And you know, it was along the lines of, you know, Tommy's going away party. Like, oh, Tommy's going away. Where's he going? Oh, well, he's just going to visit his family for like a week or 10 days or something. So we'd have a party. And but there were also big parties. And one of the big parties at the time was a Cinco de Mayo party held down at the Dixon's place in the Woodchuck, which is Upper Woodchuck area of Florence. They were the first people I ever knew to live off the grid, and they had great parties. They had big bonfire and PA speakers, and it was terrific. 2001 was my first time out there, and that was a great party. It was sunny. It was nice. 2002 was a different story. It was a little bit more like this year, where, like, it rained, and there'd been some thaw, so there was mud, but it was, you know, raining a lot in the valley and snowing in the mountains, and I decided I was not going to go to the party. The party had even been postponed. It wasn't Cinco de Mayo. It was Uno de Juno. And so Uno de Juno rolled around, and I rolled right onto the couch into my sleeping bag with a book, and I said, I'm not going. And I forgot to mention that when I moved here to reclaim my 20s, I also shacked up with my high school sweetheart. And we are still best friends. He has my initials tattooed on the back of his arm. But he was challenging. And so I just needed a break. So I wanted to just stay on the couch reading my book, and I wasn't going to go camp out in the snow. So I'm all hunkered down, and he's fired up, ready to go. He's like a little kid at the window waiting for his ride to show up. And I don't want any part of it. And I'm hoping that his ride will show up, a Suburban driven by our friend Nick, and he'll run downstairs, make my excuses for me, and I can just stay put. But that doesn't happen. And they all come upstairs, and they circle the couch like sharks, and they're like, there's no way you're not coming. You have to come to this party. And I'm in my sleeping bag with a book. I'm like, I'm not going. You know, I just don't want to go. And Nick says, you know, I don't really want to sleep out in the mud and the snow either, so how about you tell me when you want to come home, and I'll promise to get you home. So I said 10 o'clock, and he said midnight. And I said, fine. And he's always been like a big brother, and I trust him. So I said, fine. So I geared up. I put on, you know, Sorels and a down jacket. And maybe some snow pants because it was June 1st. And we piled into the Suburban. And everybody in the front was like vodka Red Bull, reggae tunes cranking. And I'm in the way back in my sleeping bag. And I didn't bring a book, but I did bring a magazine. And I'm like drinking tea and staying out of the fray because it's like the Suburban's like going like this all the way down 93. And so we finally get down there and everybody piles out, you know, and I'm like, what am I doing here? I totally like, I really just want to stay in the sleeping bag and read this magazine like even over and over would be better than getting out. But I eventually crawl over the seats and as I'm about to get out of the Suburban, I just like don't know how I'm going to get out because there's this enormous mud puddle and I'm like, I don't want to spend the day muddy and wet. This is ridiculous. And I see there's this little puppy sitting on the edge of the mud puddle. And we looked at each other and I swear to God, he said, you can do it. So I crouched there and I leapt and I made it and I did it. So I patted him on the head and said, thank you and you're cute and whatever. And I went around to the party and visited with people and like an hour went by and I noticed that this puppy was following me around and it was getting cold and he was covered in mud and it was starting to freeze on him. And there were like somewhere between 75 and 100 dogs at this party and they were like trampling him and like just rolling him over into more mud. And he kept finding me and following me around. And so I love dogs. And so, and I hadn't had a dog for a while. I'd left my dog with my ex-husband. So like I'd go to the grocery store and walk by the dog aisle and think, oh man, I like want to go down that aisle, but I don't have a dog. And so I really wanted a dog, but I wasn't really looking for a dog. So I go up to Deb, who owns this place with her husband. And I'm like, okay, which one of these dirty hippies brought this dog and isn't paying attention to him? Because he clearly needs his people, and he looks like he's never had a meal, and he's covered in dandruff and mud, and it's starting to freeze on him, and it's pathetic. And she looked at me, and she said, well, actually, he's available. So I looked at him, and he's, like, covered in mud. I mean, he's disgusting. And he's actually, like, not even that cute. I mean, he's just not. And but I look at him, and I pick him up, and I hold him up, and I say, oh, my God, you're lucky. Open up my down jacket, tuck him in, and he just looks me in the face one last time and puts his head on my shoulder and starts to snore. So I walked around the party the rest of the night like this, and the sun started to go down, and so I figured it must be around 10 o'clock, and I should probably, like, kind of start to get, you know, going home. I have to get this dog home now, right? I'm all of a sudden responsible dog owner. So I know I need to find my boyfriend, though. I need to tell him that I got a dog, and that our apartment doesn't accept dogs. But the relationship was like completely on the rocks. He spent a lot of time going to like the ballet at the Y, if anybody knows what that means. So it was like, it was pretty much over already. And so I was going to be moving out and I figured I could find a place with that took dogs. So I go find him. He's like gone to another planet or like several planets removed. And I find him, and I'm like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I'm you know, getting ready to go home. And he doesn't care. Like, he wants me to go, really, because so we can, like, have more fun. So I'm like, so anyway, I just want to tell you that, like, I just got a puppy. And his name is Lucky, and I'm going to bring him home. So he looks at me, and I'm like, oh, my God, he's mad. And he's really, I don't know, he's not mad, but he just is shocked, and he says, oh, shit, that's my replacement. And so I took the dog home and, you know, we had a nice drive home. We stopped at McDonald's. I got him some fries and gave him little bits of a burger. And, you know, 2002, people still went to McDonald's after the bar. And I will say, like, I have a confession that last night was Tanya's last shift at Charlie's and the diner was closed and I didn't really eat. And I went to McDonald's last night. But anyway, back to the story. I had a Filet-O-Fish. It was awesome. So I bring the puppy home and, you know, I give him a bath in the kitchen sink. I wash his face. I find some leftover Chinese food. And rinse it so I can give him chicken and rice. And I like can't wait for PetSmart to open in the morning so I can go. But we eventually like wind down and go to bed, and he wakes me up in the morning and he's like, tells me he has to go to the bathroom. He's already a perfect dog. He's never slept inside, but he gets it. And that was 10 years ago. So like on June 1st, it will be 10 years that we've been together. And we've had a really wonderful time, and I think he picked well. I mean, I've given him a good life. I think there are a couple of things he probably could have done without. Like, we moved to an island 30 miles off the coast of Honduras, and it was a little bit rough traveling there. But we came back, obviously. And, so, you know, he picked me. It's clear that I didn't go to the Humane Society. I wasn't even really looking for a dog. And, you know, he knew that I was his mom, and he picked me out. And, but at the end of the day, you know, his name might be Lucky, but I'm the lucky one.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. More at tophatmissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. More at factandfictionbooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. Find them at garagetees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. More at quickjosh.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Rock and Rudy's, great people, great music. More at rockandrudys.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for October 9th at the Top Hat. The theme is forgiveness. Find us on twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. twitter.com/tellus. And at Facebook at facebook.com/tellussomething and at tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?